Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2179, Benefits of Sleep for Weight Loss and Other Fitness Goals, by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network to keep your life nice and optimized. Today's episode is coming from Optimal Health Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. And please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. And with that, here's Dr. Neil with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
The Benefits of Sleep for Weight Loss and Other Fitness Goals, by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. What are the benefits of sleep for fat loss and muscle gain? Listen on to find out the top 5 reasons to get your Z's when you're working towards your fitness goals. 1. Sufficient sleep helps your body to balance hunger hormones. The hormone ghrelin signals your body to eat more, and unsurprisingly, your body makes more of this hormone when you're sleep deprived. Leptin tells your body it's had enough food, and you guessed it, your body makes less leptin when you're tired. Insufficient sleep, in other words, causes you to battle stronger food cravings, and let's be honest, who needs that? 2, you get stressed when you undersleep, which causes you to store fat. Your body produces a hormone called cortisol when you experience the stress of uneven or insufficient sleep, and cortisol makes you more likely to store calories as fat. No matter how well you are eating, in other words, a messed up sleep schedule can cause your body to treat a healthy diet like an unhealthy one. 3, obviously, you have more energy when you are well rested. If you are exhausted, which do you think you'll be more likely to do? Hit the gym for a quick 20-minute run and then cook a healthy dinner? Or head straight home after work and order takeout? This seems like a no-brainer, but sufficient sleep combined with a healthy diet will boost your energy throughout the day so you don't experience an afternoon slump. 4, sufficient sleep promotes mental and emotional health, which trickles down to our food and exercise habits. Going to bed and waking up at the same time every night and every morning is more than about waking up refreshed. Having a consistent sleeping schedule also improves mental and emotional well-being and outlook. A positive attitude and healthy decision-making leads to better choices all day long, including exercise and healthy eating. And 5, sleeping is when your body recharges, heals, and recovers. If you're working out and not getting enough sleep, you're not going to see the gains you want. The micro tears in your muscles will not have the resources to heal, and you'll be more prone to plateau or even worse, injury. What are the worst enemies of a good sleeping schedule? What habits do you need to change? Alcohol. Many tout a glass of wine or beer to be an effective sleep aid in their evening routine. However, this is largely imaginary. The reality is that drinking alcohol of any kind before bed allows you to fall asleep faster, but significantly decreases the quality and restfulness of your sleep. Caffeine. If you are drinking any kind of caffeinated power drink, stop. If you simply drink coffee or caffeinated tea, you may want to think about how it affects your body and possibly stop drinking caffeine by 4 p.m. Screens. LED screens activate the part of your brain that promotes wakefulness and alertness. As bedtime approaches, decrease your use of phone, tablet, and computer screens. Try not to use them at all in the hour before bedtime. This may be very difficult if you live alone and technology is your connection to community at night. But the key is to create relaxing routines that are screen-free, such as yoga, reading a book, a hot bath, etc. Now, it may sound overly idyllic, but it is very effective. Weekend sleep binges. There is no sleep bank to which you can make deposits. If you oversleep on the weekends to make up for lost sleep during the week, all you're doing is messing up your circadian rhythms even more. You'll be more tired on Monday, not refreshed. The best thing you can do for yourself is maintain your sleep routine within an hour on weekends. A busy bedroom. Your bedroom should be a haven of sleep, not an additional living area of your house or apartment. Keep the bedroom quiet, contained, and screen-free. Yes, even from televisions. And only get into bed to sleep or have Even if you have a studio apartment, as many of my friends do, you can set up the bedroom side of your apartment to be tranquil by facing it away from the media or by blocking it off with a huge bookshelf. It's more than feng shui magic. Keeping your bedroom sacred creates a psychological and physiological cue for relaxation and sleep. Perfectionism. No one sleeps in exactly the same way. For some people, it's very common to wake up in the middle of the night. Other people can't sleep 8 hours at a stretch and need to nap daily. Age, as well as the age of your children, is a factor to consider in creating good sleeping habits. The key is to get consistent and work with your own quirks and know that your child won't be 6 months old forever. You can get sufficient sleep and reap the benefits of a consistent sleep cycle, but I must add a disclaimer. For some people, it takes time to see results, sometimes weeks or more. Trust the process, be patient with yourself, and keep following these tips until you begin to enjoy better sleep. Final consideration. If you are about to make a major life scheduling change, such as changing your work schedule from starting at 10 a.m. to starting at 6 a.m., you need to treat the upcoming change exactly like jet lag. The rule of jet lag is 1 hour per day, meaning that each day you should shift your sleeping and waking by 1 hour in the direction of your new schedule. This will prevent actual jet lag from happening for your entire first week on your new schedule. Smooth transitions are key when it comes to a healthy sleeping schedule. You just listened to the post titled Benefits of Sleep for Weight Loss and Other Fitness Goals by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So how much sleep do we actually need each night? Well, for most of us, the goal should be 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. But as Rachel mentioned, some of us sleep differently. For some of us, waking up in the middle of the night is fairly normal. But when we look at the research, we're finding that uninterrupted sleep for at least 7 hours a night seems to be perfect. This allows us to go in and out of that deep, restorative, or restful sleep, that deep REM sleep that we need so badly. And Rachel's right. When we achieve that deep, restful sleep, it changes how our body not only responds to exercise, but how we process our calories. It changes our metabolism. And I even liked she mentioned that it affects our willpower. When we're feeling exhausted, that means our willpower is probably exhausted too, which means we're less likely to make quote unquote healthy decisions. Think about it. The last time you were exhausted, how easy was it to imagine yourself standing in the kitchen and preparing a meal from scratch? It was probably the last thing you wanted to do. Instead, the couch and Netflix were like the siren songs. But here's the deal. If you stress about your sleep, it's gonna backfire because then you're gonna be sitting up in bed worrying that you're not falling asleep, which is then gonna stress you out more, which may interrupt your sleep, and it becomes this vicious cycle. So instead, maybe just try one of these ideas and, as Rachel mentioned, give it some time. If after you've tried one of these ideas and you've given it a real shot, then try the next one. And again, be patient with yourself. Give yourself time to adjust. And this is coming from me, who was never what I would consider a morning person, but now regularly gets up at 5:40 in the morning to get ready to get to work. So if I can do it, you can too. All right, that does it from me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.